We're up to Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter of Hilchos Brachos, the Laws of Blessings, which is on page Samach Vav in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Kol Peres Ha'ilin Mevarchan Aleim B'tchila Bari Priyoetz, Olo B'self Bari Nefashos Rabbos. All fruits of the tree, you bless upon them first the blessing Bari Priyoetz, who has created the fruits of the tree, and afterwards the blessing Bari Nefashos. Chutz Mechameshos Aminim Aksuvim B'Torah. With the exception of five species that are mentioned in the Torah, five varieties. In the Haman they are, anavim grapes, rimonim pomegranates, atainim figs, vizesim and olives, utmarim and dates. Shemavach alem b'self, bracha achas men shalosh. At the end he makes one blessing that's a summary of the three blessings of the Birchas Hamazon. But peres haaretz v'yarakos, and on vegetables or fruit of the earth, in the beginning we say the blessing Bereper Adama, who has created the fruit of the earth, and at the end the blessing of Bari Nefashos. Vam Shein Gidul Minaretz, things that don't grow from the earth, Kigon Basar, Ugvina, Vedagim, Uveitzim, Umayim, Vachol, Vudvash, like meat, cheese, fish, eggs, water, milk, honey, Ukyotzebahan, and so on. Vetchilim Avar Shakol, in the beginning you say the blessing Shakol, that he has created all things. L'basof, and at the end, Bari Nefashos Rabbos, the blessing of Bari Nefashos. L'shos amayim shlo l'ravat tzimono in eton bracha. If you drink water not to satisfy your thirst, a blessing is not required. L'lefanav l'lachrav, neither before nor afterwards. Halacha beis. Hasochet peres v'otzi min mashkin mevracham leim b'chila shakol, l'basof Bari Nefashos. If you squeeze fruits to extract their liquid, you make the shahakol blessing before and the Bari Nefashos blessing afterwards. Chutz minu anavim vazesim, except for grapes and olives, shulayayinu muvrach bar priyogafen, there's a special blessing on wine, who has created the fruit of the vine, ulubasof brach achas min shalosh, and afterwards there is the blessing that summarizes the three of Birchas Hamazon. But Hashemen betchilo muvrach bar priyoetz, over oil, first you say the blessing who has created the fruit of the tree, this is over olive oil. Medvam amur, when does this apply? Shayachoshish begrono, if he had a sore throat, and he drank the oil together with soup, or together with something else. Then he's getting benefit by drinking it, and his main intention is to drink the oil rather than the soup, which has a medicinal value. If he drink the oil plain, or he didn't have a pain in the throat, he says the blessing of Shahakol, because he's not really benefiting from the taste of the oil. Halacha Gimel. Peres or Yiraka Shadaka Le'achal Chayim, fruit or vegetables that are usually eaten raw, in Bishlan Ashalkan, if he cook them or boil them a lot, Merachalem B'chila Shakol, you say the blessing of Shahakol, since that's, you're not eating it in the usual way. Well, if it's all Bari Nefashos, then at the end you say Bari Nefashos. Yiraka Shadaka Le'achal Shlukim, vegetables that's usually eaten boiled a lot, when it's boiled a lot, like cabbage or turnip, if you eat them raw, then also, since that's not the usual way, you make a shahakol in the beginning, and at the end you make the blessing of Bari Nefashos. If you did cook them, you say the blessing Bari Pri Adama, and at the end, Bari Nefashos Rabbos, you make the blessing of Bari Nefashos. Things that are eaten both raw and cooked, if you ate them either raw or cooked, you make in the beginning the appropriate blessing. If it's a fruit of the tree, you make the blessing who has created the fruit of the tree. If it's a fruit of the earth, or your rakas or vegetables, he makes the blessing of Bari Pri Adama. Halacha Dalet. Yirakas shadak and li shalik, shalkim mevarach on me shalik shalahen Bari Pri Adama. Vegetables that are usually cooked, you make on the soup that, in which you produced out of cooking the vegetables, a Bari Pri Adama. Provided that he cooked them in order to drink the water, the soup. The water of the cooked vegetables are considered like the vegetables themselves if it's the custom to drink that water. On honey that's made out of dates, you make a shahakol first. But dates that were squashed by hand, and he removes their seeds, Vasikol Isa made it like a dough. Vachalem Tchila Bari Pirueit, you make a blessing of Bari Pirueit first. Well, Basof Bracha Achas Min Sholosh, and at the end, the one blessing that summarizes the three. Halacha Hei. Akanam Amasukum Shesochnen Osan Amavashen Memeyam Achiyak Mavid Melamelach. Sweet reeds that are squeezed out and the water is cooked until it forms granules like salt, in other words, sugar. The Gaonim hold that you make a Bari Pirueit Adama, because it's like a vegetable. Muktasim Amar Bari Pirueit, others consider it like a tree, and they make a Bari Pirueit. Chinamru Shemotet Sosim Kanam Vrach Bari Pirueit Adama, they also said that if you squeeze, suck out those sugar canes, that you make a Bari Pirueit Adama. Neomer, but the Rambam says, I hold, chains are pre, it's not considered a fruit. And the blessing that you make is Shahakol. In other words, he holds it's not really a fruit to begin with, and especially when it's processed in the form of sugar, then you certainly make only a shahakol. Shlo yeh devash elu akonam shenishtana. They are that the sugar made out of the cane that was changed through fire should not be gadol greater midvash tmarim than honey made out of dates. Shlo nishtana they are that was not processed or changed through the fire. Umvach malav shahakol, and yet you make the blessing of shahakol. So surely, in the case of the honey, the blessing that you should make is shahakol. Halacha vav, hakar v'rosh hadekel shel kmo etz lavan. A material known as kar, which is the top white tree-like substance on a of a palm, a date palm. Mevarach olav b'tchila shahakol. The blessing before it is shahakol because that's not really the fruit of the tree, and that's not what the tree is really used for. Kapros shel tzlaf, mevarach olav b'tchila adama, b'tnei she'eino peri. The type of fruit of the caper tree or caper berry tree, part of it is known as a kafras, and that particular part of the tree is not considered a fruit, and you make a blessing of Bari Pirueit Adama. Certain other parts are considered the fruit and makes a hoetz, but that particular part you make a adama. V'avyonos atzlaf heina pri. As the Rambam says, the part known as the avyonos, those berries are the fruit. She'en ketzuris tmarim dakim ktanim. They look like small, fine dates. V'chalem Bari Pirueit. And on them you say the blessing of Bari Pirueit. Zayin, apalpalin v'zangbo, kind of pepper and ginger. V'zmanshin v'tuvim v'chalem Bari Pirueit Adama. If they are fresh, you make a blessing of Bari Pirueit Adama. V'yaveshin, but if they're dried, you make no blessing either before or after. They are spices and not food. Similarly, any food that's or beverage that's not fit to eat or drink, they do not require a blessing before or after. Bread that is moldy, wine that also has a layer of mold on top, the tavshel shavur tzurase, or cooked food that's no longer good, the novlos shein pagan, the unripe fruit, v'hashecher v'chometz v'gavai v'melach, beer, vinegar, locusts, salt, v'kamen v'patrios, different kinds of mushrooms, al kulam avach tchila shahakol, and all of these things you say shahakol. Everything whose preliminary blessing is shahakol, afterwards the blessing is bari nefashos. Anything that requires a blessing afterwards requires a blessing before as well. Lachatas, shmarim, the dregs of the grapes. Shenotam leim shlosha votzim en arba. If he put three measures of water and what comes out is four. In other words, one quarter of wine, of liquid that comes out of the dregs of the grapes came out. Then, and you make a blessing of Bari Pirueit Gofen. She says, Yain Mazaku, it's considered like water that's mixed with wine. Hotzi Posmi Arba, if it produced less than a quarter, in other words, less than four to the three measures, Apisheshbam Tamiyayin, even though it tastes like wine, you make it shakal first because the proportion of wine to water is such that it's not considered a wine. Yud. Bercha pirsa ilan bar pri adama yotza. If you made on the fruit of a tree, bar pri adama, he fulfills his obligation. But pirsa adama bar pri oetz lo yotza. If you made on fruit of the earth, bar pri oetz, he does not fulfill his obligation. Because a fruit of a tree also comes from the ground, but the fruit of the earth does not come from a tree. If on any of them he made the blessing shakal, he fulfills his obligation. That's a more general blessing. Everything came according to his word. Even on bread or wine. He took a cup of, ordinarily we translate shekhar as beer. We'll see soon what this means in this context. He took a cup of beer in his hand. And he said the bracha, having in mind to say shahakol, the tav omer bray pri agafen, and he made a mistake and said bray pri agafen. In matsuno, so you do not have to repeat it, since you had the right thing in mind at the beginning. He had fruit of the earth. The hischol habracha amanas lomer bray pri adama. He started the blessing having in mind to say bray pri adama. The tav omer bray pri hoeitz. He made a mistake and he said bray pri hoeitz, who creates the fruit of the trees. In matsuno, so you do not have to repeat it. Another example. He had cooked food made out of grain. And he started the blessing having in mind to say, and he made a mistake and he said, Amotzi, the blessing over bread. Yotzi fulfills his obligation in these three cases. Why? When he mentioned the name of God and the kingship of God, the king of the universe, which is the main part of the blessing, he only had in mind the right blessing for that variety. Since in the main blessing there was not a mistake, even though there was a mistake at the end, Yotze, you fulfilled your obligation, so you do not have to repeat it. The Ravid says, everything that the Rambam writes in this is wrong. You can only go by what he says with his mouth. If he said the absolute wrong blessing, it doesn't help that he had the right thing in mind. It is in fact a very difficult Rambam. There's earlier a case of Mishnah that discusses this at length. Also, the Lecha Mishnah discusses this, and he bases his interpretation on a response that the Rambam writes to the Chach Miluniel. There, he seems to say that the reason that you fulfill your obligation here is that the three things here, even though there is an error in the blessing, and ordinarily that would not be good, but the error is not so far, it's not like a lie, it's not totally opposite of what the truth is. For example, he learns that the shekhar doesn't mean the usual beer, but it means a kind of beer-like beverage made out of wine, made out of grapes. So even though it's blessing a shahakal, because it's not a real wine, but it's not a total lie when he said bray pri agafen. The same, according to the Lecha Mishnah, with the fruit of the earth, sometimes we refer to that as a tree. Even though if he said that blessing initially, he would not fulfill his obligation. But here, since he had the right thing in mind, it's not considered so off-base that it's totally invalid. And the same would be when he said over the grain, Hamotzi Lachem Aretz, that it's not totally a falsehood. And for that reason, since he had the right thing in mind at the beginning of the blessing, he fulfills his obligation. That's how the Lecha Mishnah learns here. Halacha Yud Beis. Kol HaBrachos Ho'elum Nesapik Lo Behem In Birach Lo Birach In Achos Ha'mavarach Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. If in any of these blessings he's in doubt whether he said the blessing or not, he does not repeat the blessing either in the beginning or at the end. They shame it every sofer because they are a rabbinic law. If he forgot and he put food into his mouth without saying a blessing, if there was liquid, and he swallows them, and he says a blessing afterwards. If it was fruit, that if he throws it away, it will be disgusting, won't be able to eat it. Like berries or grapes. He puts it to one side of his mouth. He can't do that with liquid, but he can do that with solid. He says the blessing, and then he swallows them. If they do not get disgusting, if he spits them out, like beans and peas, he spits them out, so that he can say the blessing with his mouth empty, and then he eats it. Now, the text of the Rambam as it stands seems to be saying that if he drinks the liquid, he swallows it and says a bracha afterwards, even though he's not going to drink anymore. So it seems. This is in fact the interpretation of Rabbeinu Asher, who says that even though ordinarily you have to say a blessing only before, the before blessing must be said before you eat the food, since here it was in his mouth, and it was before, and he realized he has to say the blessing, but it's too late, so he can swallow it and say the before blessing even though it's in fact afterwards. So it's possible to limshot in the Rambam that way. If we do, then we'll understand that the Ravid argues and doesn't agree with this interpretation, because he says, when can he say the blessing when he drinks, if he swallows it, if he's planning to eat more? Otherwise he's finished. How can he say a blessing before drinking when he's drunk already? The Rabbi says another thing. If he has extra liquid, why should he swallow what he has? Why not just spit it out? What's the loss if he destroys this liquid? Why should he have benefit from it without saying a blessing? If he doesn't have any more, and he really wants the liquid that's in his mouth, they allowed him to swallow them, and they shouldn't be destroyed. But the blessing is also lost, because he finished eating. Because when he spits it out, he'll also lose the blessing in any case, because he has no more of this liquid anyway. So if we learn the way we did in the Rambam before, we can see the basis of their argument, whether in such a case you can say the before bracha even after you've actually swallowed. However, there's another way of learning pshat to the Rambam, and that's Ravenu Chananel, which is that the Rambam means that you swallow it and say the afterwards blessing. Obviously, the Rambam didn't learn that way, because otherwise he wouldn't have an argument. But it is possible to learn pshat in the Rambam, but he means you swallow it and say the afterwards blessing. Halacha Yud Gimel. If there were various varieties in front of him, if their blessings were the same, he says the blessing on one of them and he frees all of the rest. If the blessings are not the same, he says the fit blessing for each one of them. He says whichever one he wants to say first, he says first. If he doesn't want one more than the other, if there's one of the seven species, he should say the blessing on that. All things being equal, he should pick one of the seven. Whatever is earlier in the sentence in the Torah has precedence for the blessing. And it's the seven that are said in this verse of the Torah. A land of wheat and barley. The Gafenutain of Riman wine and figs and pomegranates. Eretz Shemen, a land of olive oil, udvash, and honey. Udvash zeh, udvash tamarim. Honey here means date honey. But tamarim kodmen lanavim. Honey comes before grapes. Shetamarim sheni laaretz, vanavim shlishi laaretz. When we say closer to the beginning of the pasuk, we actually mean to the word aretz, the land. And the word land appears two times. So the dates is mentioned second from the second aretz, whereas the grapes are mentioned third from the first aretz. So you go by its proximity to the word aretz so that the dates would have precedence to the grapes. Lach yadalet. Bracha achashi me'ein shalosh shal chameshes aminim shal peres shal yayin hi shal minei adogam. There is one bracha that sort of summarizes the three blessings of Birchas Hamazon, and that is said over the five varieties of fruit, it is said over wine, and it is said over grain. Al shal haperes omar al ha'etz v'pri ha'etz, when he's saying it over fruit, the five fruits, he says over the fruit and the tree and the fruit of the tree, v'tenuvas ha'sada and the produce of the field, v'leretz chamda over the beautiful land, and so on. V'yayinu omar over wine, he says al ha'gefen v'pri ha'gefen, he begins over the wine, the vine and the fruit of the vine. V'chosim, and he ends b'shtem, and both of them alaretz v'laperos, over the land and over the fruit. The Ravid isn't printed on the side here, but the Kesef Mishnah does quote the Ravid as arguing and saying that you should end alaretz v'lapri agofen, over the land and over the fruit of the vine. The Gemara does not mention that ending. It just mentions the ending of al-ho'etz. So the Rambam holds that that's the ending in both cases, because they both really come from a tree. And the Rivet holds, no, it's self-understood that just as you begin with the Priya Gofen, you end also with the Priya Gofen. If it was in Israel, in Israel you end for the land and for its fruit. Some people add in the blessing that summarizes the three before the completion, that you are the good God who does good. That's a summary of the fourth blessing, which was added in the Birchas HaMazon. Some say that the fourth blessing was instituted only in the grace after meals and need not be added here, that phrase. If you drank wine and ate dates, and he ate some food of the five kinds of grain, you say a blessing afterwards like this: we bless Hashem, the King of the world, over the life-giving, sustaining food, and over the vine and the fruit of the vine, and over the tree and the fruit of the tree, over the produce of the field and the beautiful land and so on. We bless Hashem over the land and over the sustaining food and over the fruit. If he ate meat and drank wine, he says a separate blessing for each one of them. The meat, of course, gets the brain and fascias afterwards. If he ate figs and grapes and apples and pears, and so on, you say at the end the one blessing that summarizes the three, and that includes all of them, including the apples and pears. Because they are all also fruits of the tree, and you don't have to say brain of fashas. The same would be true of anything like this.